Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Michael is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He met a beautiful lady named Lady Catherine. But now Lady Catherine is ghosting Michael, and he doesn't know why. So we're going to see if we can help him out. What's up, Michael?
Hello. Hello. Yes. Beautiful Lady Catherine.
Lady Catherine.
If we talk about Lady Catherine, he needs to be Sir Michael.
Yeah. Sir Michael. Sir Michael, how long has it been since you talked to Lady Catherine?
Oh, this is about a week ago. Our one date was about a week ago.
Okay. Uh-huh. So tell us about it.
So it was a Tinder date. Swipe right. We both swiped right. She has a taste for craft beer, or so she said in her profile. So I thought, hey, let's set up a craft brewery.
That's cool.
And yeah, I thought it was a fun first date idea. And turns out she was like, lived like 30, 40 minutes away from the brewer, or, you know, out from the brewery. Mm. And so I was like, all right, hey, let's push the time back. So give you plenty of time to get there. And she was like, no. And I was like, okay. So I get there a little early, and I text her, hey, I got us a good spot. I'm a little early. And then she says, okay, just leaving now. Huh. So I'm doing the math. I go, wait, so I'm going to sit here 40 minutes. And yes, my math was correct. I sat there for about 40 minutes until she arrived. So we're off to a great start.
Did you call her out on that? Like, hey, like, that's why I kind of recommended we push it back.
I made a joke like, oh, well, something about being fashionably late. I guess, I was a little irked, but I tried to have a good sense of humor about it.
Okay.
And, but yeah, I was definitely irked. And then, we're just chit-chatting. She didn't seem very interested in anything. Felt like I had to carry the conversation. And then at some point, I offer to order another round. And I'm bringing it back to the table. And I just biff it. I spill it. And it should be what I think a charming moment. Like, we can laugh about it. I spilled the beer on the way back. She didn't seem to find it funny. So I went to the bathroom to clean up. And when I got back, she hangs up the phone like she was just on the phone. And she says, hey, my sister's really sick. She's in trouble. I got to get out of here.
Wait, I'm so confused because this date sounds horrific.
Yeah.
Why do we want to talk to this girl again?
Well, I don't. I just want to know what I did. Like, why, from her perspective, this was a bad day.
Oh.
Because from my perspective, it was a disaster. But I thought I did pretty good.
Like, you feel like you should be the one ghosting her, not her ghosting you.
Exactly. So I'm really curious.
I was about to say, you just like punishment, don't you?
I know, right?
Into weird
I'm hoping
stuff.
Next time she just punches me right in the face.
Sir Michael.
Hey, you're into whatever you're into, man.
I guess.
Yeah. What?
Okay, so you just really want to see what's up.
Yeah, and then call her out on a few things.
All right, and then maybe she'll call you out, and then Sir Michael is all the way in.
Maybe.
All right. We'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
All righty.
All right, man. Play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Michael is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by Catherine. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one, even though his first date was kind of a train wreck. Well, yeah. Michael, just refresh everybody's memory real quick before we give her a call, okay?
Yeah, so she made me wait for about 40 minutes, even though I offered to push back our date so she can make it on time. I'm pretty sure she made up a fake story about her sister being sick to leave the date and showed absolutely no sense of humor when I spilled a beer all over myself.
I don't know about you, but I got to hear from this girl too.
Great girl. Okay. All right, Michael. We're about to call her. Mostly Michael just wants to figure out what happened, but maybe another date. Who knows, right? So we'll give her a call right now. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Catherine, please?
This is Catherine.
Hello, Lady Catherine. My name is Jubal.
Please don't hang up. This is not supposed to be weird. Catherine, my name is Nina. I'm on a show called The Jubal Show. That's where he's from, too.
She is also a lady.
And I'm here, too. I'm Victoria.
Lady Victoria.
Okay, please don't hang up.
Okay.
We're calling you for a specific reason. We got an email about you.
Okay.
So we do a segment on the show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from a guy named Michael.
Okay. That sounds familiar.
You remember your date with Michael?
I do.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about it?
Sure. So we decided to get, well, he set up a date for us at like this craft brewery, which is fine. I'm into craft beer. And when I got there, he just seemed like really annoyed and totally uninterested in anything that I was saying. Like I was just trying to make regular conversation and he just looks annoyed. He made some rude comments when I got there about, being fashionably late, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I live like 45 minutes away. I mean, I was busy. I had stuff to do. Like I was trying to get there on time. The main thing is it was so awkward when so he went to get us another round. Okay. So he goes up to get us another round of drinks. Well, on the way back, he's almost at the table. He spills his beer like all over him. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. It was so weird and awkward and just like totally, I don't know, nerdy. I guess it just was so weird. And I mean, what? It just was. It was like he was a spaz or something. Like, I don't know. I don't even know what happened. And it was just awkward and super embarrassing the way that it happened. I mean, people were looking at him.
Do you think he did it on purpose?
What the hell, dude? I don't know. I mean, and then he just stood there. And I was like, okay. So I like reached over and grabbed my beer out of his hand so he could like walk away and go whatever, clean up or whatever. I mean, it was just freaking weird. I mean, it was, yeah.
Try to like help him.
Yeah, yeah. Give him a towel or something. Napkin.
Where was I getting a towel from?
I mean, a napkin.
There were napkins on the table. I mean, I'm not his mommy. Like, I'm not cleaning up his spill. You know what I mean? It was just weird.
Okay.
The vibe was very awkward when that happened. And I just thought, okay, this is bizarre. So...
Is that why you're not calling him back?
Yeah, totally. I mean, he was just very awkward and not my vibe. It was not good. Let's just say that. I'm going to be nice. It was just not good. Yeah.
He did say also that you had to leave in a hurry because something was wrong with your sister. Now I'm just curious, like,
is she okay?
Is that true?
She's totally fine. You know how you set up those phone calls, like when you go on a first date with somebody you've met on Tinder, like your rescue call? Does anybody else do that? Or that's just me? Anyway. No, that was my total rescue call. Absolutely. I was like, I got to get out of here and I got to make it be something a little bit believable. But anyway, no, I had to get out of there.
Well, thank you for being honest with us.
Yeah, no problem. Just... Nothing to lose here. So.
You may have lost Michael. I'm not sure, though.
Okay.
Michael is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. I'm not sure if you've lost him, but...
Yeah,
he's on the
here.
Phone?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, this is Nerdy Michael.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going? Have you ever seen somebody spill a beer before? Like, has this never happened to you?
Actually, no. It's never happened
you
to me.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what
to
tell you.
I'm so, you know,
why
guys,
is that so hard
I
to believe?
Gravity works differently for me than everybody else.
Well, that was clear.
Here, let me just really deeply apologize for spilling a beer on myself. I'm so deeply ashamed. You know, I blame my father for not having bigger hands.
Yeah, well, it was something. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I didn't know you were on the phone, dude. I mean, that's just, from my point of view, it was super awkward. Very, I don't know, it was just weird. Your reaction was weird.
Right.
The way you just stood there was weird.
Yeah, I'm weird, man. It's totally weird. You're right. I'm so sorry. This is totally on me. In fact, I'm going to turn myself into the authorities for spilling that beer. It was a crime against humanity.
This is what I'm talking about. Like, what are you even talking about?
It was a really good IPA.
What are you even talking about? Okay, I hope that you guys can see what I'm talking about. Like, what is he even, I'm turning myself into the authorities? Yeah, this, okay, yeah, I made the right choice. Clearly, made the right choice.
It sounds like sarcasm, but.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, interesting.
I don't have anything else to say. I'll well, tell you.
There may be one thing, maybe just one word even,
sure
that you
do.
Might want to say. Catherine, would you like to go out on another date with Michael? We'll pay for it.
Two words. Hell no.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, wow. Plot twist.
All right.
Well, that's too bad. That was the Catherine of my dreams.
Keep dreaming, Michael. Keep dreaming.
All righty.
Michael, you'll find another Catherine. I'm sure.
I hope so.
Maybe she'll spill her beer instead of you this time.
Yeah. I think I'm all done with Catherine.
All right. She ruined all the Catherines.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.